Eagle 98.1 is the rock station. Michelle Southern here during the Southern Drive at 5. And as we have been mentioning today and hearing in the forecast, we are about to get some of the coldest temperatures of the season this week, really starting, you know, tonight and tomorrow morning. And on the line with me right now is the CEO of St. Vincent de Paul, Mr. Michael Acaldo, to talk about, you know, some of the services that they offer, what this means for, you know, those who don't have a roof over their heads, and to tell us about some needs that St. Vincent de Paul has. Mr. Michael, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing great, Michelle. It's great to be on the radio with you to tell your listeners how important their support is at helping us to help homeless men, women, children, and families.
So I imagine here, whenever the temperatures get down to what we're going to see this week, the shelters that you guys have, they tend to fill up.
They do. They fill up really quickly, and actually we open up additional beds for men, women, children, families in this time of need, and certainly we anticipate a big crowd tonight, as well as all the cold nights. Anytime it drops below 40 degrees, we open up additional beds and encourage people to come in, which means we need more blankets, pillows, towels, all the things, adult coats, all the things that gloves and knit caps to help people keep warm.
Yeah, so we wanted to make sure that we got this message out when the most people would be in their cars, because that need is going to be pretty urgent here this week.
No doubt about it. It'll be urgent this week, but all during the winter. It looks like we're in store for a pretty cold winter. So people can drop those items by St. Vincent de Paul's main charitable campus at 220 St. Vincent de Paul Place or at 1623 Convention Street. We have a lot of construction going on right now. We're actually expanding as we speak. We hope to have our expansion open sometime in February. That would add an additional 36 beds.
Yeah, I saw about the Dream Center, right? I saw that on the news.
Yeah, it is. We're really excited about it. The roof is literally going on it as we speak, and that'll help us to go well beyond the 150-plus beds we have today, and it'll get us close to over 200.
That is incredible. On the line, the CEO of St. Vincent de Paul, Mr. Michael Acaldo, to talk about this dire need right now that their shelters have. And I do have a list up on my blog at eagle981.com. But just anything, you know, to keep people warm, coats, blankets, you know, socks, caps, gloves, those kinds of things. And, you know, it is a critical time for it, as Mr. Michael just said here.
No doubt about it, and we thank you so much for getting that word out. And anybody that wants to visit our website at svdpbr.org, that's St. Vincent de Paul Baton Rouge.org, they can go online and see the needs and how they can volunteer as well as help, not only now, but throughout the course of the coming holidays and cold weather, which we know is going to be forthcoming.
Yeah, cold and wet winters in store, and I know that we have a food drive also coming up with you guys, so the need is always there, and you are always welcome to come on Eagle and at any time and let us know what we can do and how we can help.
Thank you so much, Michelle. We really appreciate all your support.